You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. As part of the state budget, Wisconsin public schools are getting more than a $500 million boost over the next 2 years. Governor Evers called for a $1.4 billion increase. Republicans approved a $500 million bump. By using his partial veto power, Evers was able to tack on about another $65 million. The compromise has some school districts, including Milwaukee, saying they may have to resort to voter referenda to balance their budgets. Carolyn Stanford Taylor is the Wisconsin State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Superintendent Stanford Taylor, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much. Glad to be with you.
Well, the new money, the boost in that budget, what kind of things, big picture, will it be going toward in schools around the state?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, we asked for $1.4 billion, and we were able to get movement, especially in the area of special education. Special education had been flat funded for about 10 years, and so we got almost a $500 million increase in special education. This will help districts in that districts were currently using general fund dollars to provide for special education, which you know are required services for our students with disabilities. So this will replenish or put additional dollars into the general fund for districts to use for all students.
Where do you see the budget as it ended up falling short?
Well, there were a number of areas. Of course, the additional dollars that we were asking for in special education, and we're pleased that the governor was able to put in some additional per pupil dollars. The other area was around mental health. We know that from our recent youth risk behavior survey, 4 out of every 10 students suffers with some kind of mental health issue, whether it's depression or suicidal thoughts. And so we got some money in our last budget around that, but we were able to get additional dollars for mental health and also for social workers in our schools. And we're appreciative to that. So over the biennium, we got an additional $12 million for those services. The other area where we had asked for dollars was in after-school programming. Our state currently does not contribute to our community learning center funds. Right now, those are federal funds. So we were asking for the state to make an investment in after-school programming, which we did not get this time around.
I want to look at concerns for schools in different settings, rural, urban, and suburban, and they all in many ways face their own challenges. Starting with rural schools, there's been a lot of talk in recent years about declining enrollment, difficulty attracting teachers to districts, the cost of keeping up facilities, even though the number of students are bringing in less money. What kind of things do you see facing rural schools in Wisconsin right now?
Well, I think it's all of those issues that you just mentioned. Right now, we have a district that's looking at dissolution, and part of that is around funding and being able to take care of all of the responsibilities of a school district. So with the infusion of the new dollars, this will take some of the pressure off the budgets for school districts. Declining enrollment is a real issue. Recruitment of educators is a real issue that not only rural districts, but other states as well as the state of Wisconsin is dealing with right now.
The opposite part of the spectrum, the biggest city in the state, Milwaukee, we're hearing from some school officials there saying they might have to resort to voter referendums to balance their budget. What are you seeing in the Milwaukee school district?
Well, the per pupil dollars will apply to every school district in the state. And so that new infusion of dollars are available for this current budget that's coming up. So by the budget being passed right now, that will allow them to know what they're getting so they'll know what their needs are beyond that.
One concern was that the governor might veto the entire budget. That didn't happen. But what might that have meant for schools if we were in budget limbo for some months going into the new school year?
So that goes back to what I was just talking about, because if there were a budget veto, the school districts would have had to operate on the current funding, the funding that they had for the past year. Right now there are knowns. They know how much additional funding they'll receive.
Talking to Carolyn Stanford Taylor, Wisconsin State Superintendent of Public Instruction. One last question about the budget before we move on to kind of bigger picture education issues of voucher schools. They've been controversial in the state. What ended up coming out in the budget when it came to state funding of voucher schools?
Well, as you know, the governor had asked to put a pause on the voucher schools just so that we could look at the funding and make sure that we're funding the voucher system as well as the public schools appropriately or adequately. And that did not pass with this budget. So things are moving as they were before. So there were no changes in that.
So here we are. The budget is passed. We're knocking on the door of a new school year. What kind of things are a priority for your office now with a new school year just around the corner?
Well, we built our budget around equity, and that's what we're looking at our agency. We know that as a state, we do well in terms of graduation and attendance and test score. But when we start to disaggregate the data, we find that there are populations of students that are not doing as well. And we want to make sure that all of our students are college and career ready so that they have what they need when they need it. And so those populations would be our students with disabilities. You saw that reflected in our budget. It would be our students of color, our English learners, and we asked for something in the budget around that. We did not get that this time around. And, of course, our students living in poverty. And this per pupil aid will assist with that. The per pupil aid will also assist, as I mentioned earlier, in putting dollars into the general fund, so that districts who've had to take money from the general fund to fund special education can feel that relief and are able to provide additional resources that they weren't able to in the past.
In a lot of national reports, Wisconsin as a whole and some communities in Wisconsin come out, as you were just mentioning, comes out looking pretty bad when it comes to educational outcomes and racial gaps in those. What kind of things are you working with schools, apart from the funding, what kind of things are you working with schools on to try to turn the corner on that?
Well, as you know, one of the areas that we were really concerned about and we put a concerted effort in is early childhood. And so the early beginning, our youngest learners, that's so important that we start them on the right path so that we're looking at literacy skills and early development of our youngest learners and that they come to school prepared and ready for learning. And so with the four-year-old kindergarten, we've moved that along. We're also, in some of our larger urbans, looking at three-year-old kindergarten, and they're making movement in that area. So that's one piece of it. The other, again, is around the mental health piece. We're doing a lot with social-emotional learning so that our students have those competencies, and we know that because we're teaching those skills to them. We're doing professional development with our educators around our population of students, and we know that that's changed over the years. So we want our educators prepared to teach all students. And so that would encompass all of those students that I mentioned earlier. So professional development for our educators. But we're also looking at a teacher shortage in many of our areas. So we're looking at different pathways to get people into education.
I wanted to ask you about the teacher recruitment issue. We've talked to a lot of people in schools around the state saying they're having trouble recruiting teachers, sometimes in particular subject areas. We've heard that education schools are seeing fewer people, in many cases, signing up to be teachers of the future. What's it going to take to start to turn that around?
I think part of it is we've got to be a profession that causes people to want to be in the profession. You have to have a passion for it. And I think there are many people out there who do have that passion, but educators have been bashed so much in the recent past that we have to look at how do we elevate the profession, that we get those people who are out there who would be great in the field, interested in doing it, and taking some of the barriers out of the way for them to become educators. And as I mentioned, we're creating different pathways, maybe for someone who's been in a different career area, who's looking right now and making that shift in going into education. How do we accommodate people like that? we're looking at rural areas and working with our CESAs to provide practicums in rural areas for some of our people interested in becoming educators and providing some funding for them so that they're not bearing the cost of traveling to those areas and working in those schools.
What are your hopes when you look back, say, 5 years from now? What are your hopes for education in Wisconsin looking back from that vantage point?
What I hope for, and when I came to Wisconsin, one of the things that kept me here is because we had an excellent school system. And so I'm hoping that our schools in Wisconsin will be schools for all kids, that it won't matter where you came from, what your position was or your station in life, that we will be able to give you a great education where you graduate and you're able to do anything that you desire to do.
Do you see room for, now that the budget is done, for bipartisan cooperation on some of the more specific issues, now that the big picture is out of the way? Do you see Democrats and Republicans maybe lined up together to work on some of the things you've been talking about?
I'm very hopeful around that. And I know my commitment is to work with both Republicans and Democrats, that I'm an advocate for public education, and I'm hoping that we can put aside any of the other issues and focus on what's best for our next generation of leaders, because that's what we're creating.
And finally, looking ahead, we heard that 2018 was a record year. This is according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum for school referenda. Are you expecting to see more of those in the next go-around in 2019 and 2020?
I don't know if we'll have as many referenda as we had in the past. But looking at that, to me, that's a vote of confidence that in the community, they're supporting their public schools by saying, yes, we will dig deeper in our pockets to support public schools.
We'll leave it there. Superintendent Stanford Taylor, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good talking to you.
We've been talking to Carolyn Stanford Taylor, Wisconsin State Superintendent of Public Instruction. We talked to her about the $570 million boost that public schools are getting as part of the recently signed state budget that passed the legislature and then got the governor's signature with some partial vetoes related to education spending. If you are involved in schools yourself, a teacher, administrator, student, parent, let us know what you think, what you're looking forward to, what you're worried about as, sorry kids, school is right around the corner. You can tweet us at Central Time WPR, or you can always email us ideas@WPR.org.